Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. Amen. Peace and blessings to all. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good. We're thanking Him this morning for His goodness and His mercy toward us. Amen. We're thanking the Lord this morning. Amen. That we are able to come into morning worship. Amen. Come on, let's begin to give God praise and glory. Hallelujah, for His goodness toward us. Amen. Truly the Lord God is good. The psalmist said, early in the morning will I speak to you, Lord. Early in the morning, Lord, will I give you glory and honor. Amen. It is this reason why we come to give God the first fruits of our morning. Amen. God is, he loves it when we come seeking Him early in the morning, and it shows Him that we are serious about Him. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise this morning for waking us up and giving us the use of our limbs. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. And we thank Him this morning. Amen. For His goodness toward us. Amen. Somebody praise Him. Somebody worship Him. Somebody give Him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank Him this morning just for being the God of our salvation. Amen. And we know that God is the God of our salvation. Amen. We are nothing without Him. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank You this morning. We come into Your presence, God. Hallelujah. To say thank You, Lord Jesus. To give You the glory and the praise that is due to Your name, God. We thank You this morning, God, for helping us, God. Hallelujah. To experience the glory of Your presence, God. We thank You this morning, God. And we give You the praise, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. There is none like Him. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, early in the morning will I speak to You, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to seek Him early. I mean, you know that when we seek God early, amen, He counsels all of the devil's plans, hallelujah, concerning us, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we thank Him this morning. Glory to God. We give Him the praise. Somebody continue to give God the praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. See, the glory of God is His goodness. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The glory of God is His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. When we get the glory, we get the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank Him. Hallelujah. Because that glory is what keeps us during the day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the glory is this, Lord, I want more of You. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I need more of You, Lord. Hallelujah. And with that, amen, God begins to show us, amen, that, you know, all we need is Him. Amen. We don't need nothing else. All we need is Him. Man, Lord, all I need is more of You. Man, if I can just get more of You, amen, I'm going to be all right. Hello, somebody. Amen. If I can just get more of You, oh God, hallelujah. Because Your presence, Lord God, is all I need, God. It's all I want. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Amen. We worship the Lord on this morning. Father, we just thank You, oh God. We praise You, oh God, Lord God. Let everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, begin to experience Your goodness, Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, guide us, and lead us this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank You, Lord God. Amen. And we give You all the glory. Amen. Keep in mind, in order to get closer to God, we got to realize that we got to give Him all the glory, right? Because when we give Him all the glory, that's when God comes in and blesses us. Hallelujah. Because He's not going to give us His glory until we realize that his glory is not to be shared. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We're going to go into scripture. First scripture we're going to start with this morning is Psalms 63. Psalm 63:1. Thank you, O God. Psalm 63:1. And the word of the Lord says, O God, thou art my God. Let's hear the cry of the summons this morning. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. And see, this is the reason why we come early. To seek or to chase after God. Because remember that word seek means to chase after. Lord, I'm chasing after you early in the morning. He said, the reason why I'm seeking you so early, Lord, is because my soul thirsteth for thee. See, we won't seek him until our soul begins to thirst for him. See, there has to be a thirsting in your soul. Hallelujah. Thirst means I need a drink. Drink means that he is the living water. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's the living water that I need in order to be able to live. Lord, I need this drink in my soul because my soul is thirsty for you. Come on here, somebody. And how many of us, Lord, said they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled? So, Lord, I know you said if I hunger and thirst after you, that you would fill my thirst. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that? That's why when we get in worship, that when we get in praise, God says, I'm going to fill that hunger and thirst that you have in your spirit for me. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Ra-ra-ra-ba-su-kun-da-ra-ra-ra-ba-su. Hallelujah. Everybody, thank God this morning for a hunger and a thirst. Lord, I'm thirsty for you, Lord. I'm hungry for more of you, God. Hallelujah. That's why we're in morning worship. That's why we're in morning glory, because we're thirsty for him. And then he says, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. Hallelujah. My body longeth for thee. My flesh desireth thee. Hallelujah. How many of you know when we get like this? It's because we really need and want the presence of God. God desires for us to want him. Come on here, somebody. God wants us to want him. Come on here, somebody. But then when we want him, then it causes him to come where we are. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you want God to come where you are right now, just begin to desire him and want him more than anything else. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I want you. God, I need you. I want you right now. And God is saying, if you want me right now, I will come to where you are. Amen. That's why the psalmist said, my flesh longeth for thee. Hallelujah. In a dry, hallelujah, and thirsty land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dry and thirsty land means that that's where the presence of God is not. Come on here, somebody. So now I got to bring God into where I am in a place where it seems that he is absent from. Come on here, somebody. But if God says, but if you desire me more than anything, I will come in where you are. Amen. Come on and lift your hands and just begin to worship him and let him know how much you desire him, how much you want him, how much you long for him. Hallelujah, Lord, we need you. We need you now, God. Not tomorrow, Lord. We need you right now. Somebody begin to desire him. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to desire him right now. Right now. Somebody give God worship. Somebody love on him right now. Lord, we need you. Lord, we want you, Lord. Hallelujah. I got to have you. Somebody worship him right now. Hallelujah. Somebody, amen, lift your hands and just begin to let him know how much you want him. Glory to God. It says, where no water is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It may be no water, but God says, I'm going to be the water. I'm going to be the living water. Hallelujah. That quench your thirst. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody give him worship right now. Hallelujah. To see thy power in thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Lord, I want to see the same glory and power that I've seen in the sanctuary, God. Hallelujah. I want to feel you, God, like I felt you in the sanctuary, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God worship right now. Hallelujah. And then it says, because thy loving kindness is better than life. How many know that the love of God, his loving kindness, is better than life itself? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, Lord, I can't live without your love, God. I need your loving kindness, Lord. Hallelujah. Because it's better than life. It's better than this existing life, God. Hallelujah. And keep in mind, he came that we might have a life and that more abundantly. But, Lord, I need your loving kindness. I need your love, God, in order to make it, Lord. I can't make it without your love, Lord. I need your love, oh, God. Somebody give God some more worship. Hallelujah. He said, my lips shall praise thee. See, when his loving kindness and his love comes, then our lips will begin to praise him. Our lips will begin to give him the glory that is due his name. Somebody give God the glory. Somebody worship him. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you this morning. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then in some sense, he says, then will I bless thee. Hallelujah. While I live. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Hallelujah. He said, thus will I bless thee while I live. Come on here, somebody. The psalmist is saying, while you're giving me breath, Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to bless you, Lord. As long as you let me stay here on this earth, Lord, I'm going to bless your name. As long as you continue to give me life, Lord, I'm going to bless your name, hallelujah. Is there anybody this morning that feels the same way, hallelujah? Lord, as long as you let me live, Lord, I'm going to bless your name, Lord. As long as you let me stay here, Lord God, I'm going to bless your name, Lord. I'm going to lift up my hands in thy name, God. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up your hands in the name of mighty Yahshua HaMashiach. Somebody lift up your hands, hallelujah, because his name is great, because his name is holy, because his name is all that I need. Somebody lift your hands up in his name this morning. Hallelujah. As long as you let me live, Lord, I'm going to bless you, Lord. As long as you let me live, Lord, I'm going to give you all the glory and the praise that is due to your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we worship you, Lord. We adore you this morning. We decree and declare there is none like you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God some more praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, come with me right quickly to Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verse 33. And the word of the Lord says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Come on here, somebody. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, of thy laws, Lord. Teach me your laws, Lord, and I shall keep it until the end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that when God teaches us his statutes, glory to God, and we keep it until the end, that's saying, God, I'm going all the way with you. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I'm not going to leave you, Lord. All I need you to do is teach me your statute. Teach me your word, oh God. Hallelujah. That I might live. Come on here, somebody. Teach me thy statutes, Lord of God. Hallelujah. Show me, Lord, thy laws, Lord. Show me how to live in thy laws. Show me how to use your laws, God, to live by. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God some worship. Hallelujah. We want the Lord to teach us this morning. Hallelujah. His laws and his statutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's what we need. Somebody give God some more glory. Somebody give God some more praise. Thank you, Lord. Teach me thy statutes. Hallelujah. Lord, we're seeking you this morning, and we're thanking you this morning. And then the psalmist says, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Come on here, somebody. Notice what he's saying. He's crying out to the Lord in the psalm, in Psalms 119. He's saying, give me, O Lord, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. In other words, God, I need you to teach me. I need you to show me. And now in verse 34, he says, give me understanding. Understanding tells us what to do. Wisdom tells us how to do it. But if I get the understanding, see, wisdom tells me what I need to do, but understanding tells me how to do it. So I need to know how to keep thy law. Come on here, somebody. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. I shall look at it with my whole heart. I will give all my attention to understanding thy law. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to give all of my attention to understanding Yahshua's law. Hallelujah. And he says, I'm going to observe it. I'm going to look at it with my whole heart. And then verse 35 says, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Make me to go, Lord. I need you to make me, because I don't know how to do it if you don't make me go. Come on here, somebody. I need you to command me, Lord, because I have things distracting me and the enemy trying to lure me away. Lord, I need you to make me to go in the path of thy commandments. For therein do I delight, glory to God. He says, I want you to make me go in there, Lord, because that's where I delight in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How do you know that sometimes God has to make us go in the right path, in the right direction, because we will have sense enough to go there ourselves. So God has to make us. The psalmist says in Psalms 23 that he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he knows that if he don't make us to lie down in green pastures, we'll wander off and go other places that we shouldn't go. Come on here, somebody. So God says, because you belong to me,
I will make you go in the right path. And the psalmist is crying out for God to make him to go in the right path. Somebody give God the glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, make me to go in the right path, Lord. And then he says, incline my heart unto thy testimony. Incline my heart unto thy testimony. And not to covetousness. Hallelujah. He's saying, Lord, incline my heart. Notice that the psalmist right here now is saying, Lord, incline my heart unto thy testimonies, Lord. Hallelujah. Another word for testimonies is report. Come on here, somebody. Incline my heart unto thy reports. Come on here, somebody. And not to covetousness. Come on here, somebody. When God inclined our hearts to his report is what he's done for us. Come on here, somebody. The psalmist is saying, Lord, I need you to totally show me how to walk in your word, Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, not to covetousness. So I don't start coveting after other things, Lord. Hallelujah. So I covet unto you. He says, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity. In other words, Lord, don't let my eyes look at something, Lord God, that is meaningless, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let me look at things, Lord, that will lure me away from you. Hallelujah. Lord, keep my eyes focused on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, cry out to God this morning with me, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, keep our eyes, Lord, off of things, Lord, that do not benefit our soul, Lord. Keep our eyes on you, Lord. Keep our eyes in your word, Lord. Keep our eyes, Lord God, that our focus will stay on you. Somebody give God a praise. Lord, hallelujah. Don't let my eyes see nothing that they don't need to see, Lord. Hallelujah. Let my eyes stay on you. Hallelujah this morning, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some more praise, Lord. So keep my eyes right, Lord. Hallelujah. Because how many know that your eyes are a gate? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And spirit and unclean things, hallelujah, can enter in through the eye gate if we don't watch our eyes, our vision, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, the servant is crying out, Lord, don't let my eyes behold vanity, Lord. Things that don't mean nothing, Lord. Things that keep my eyes off of you, Lord. Hallelujah. And quicken thou me in your ways, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word quicken means, Lord, give me a quicken me, Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, let me feel your power. Quicken me in thy way, O God. Quicken me in your direction, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. When I'm walking in your way that you want me to walk, Lord, quicken me, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me that boat of energy, Lord, that I need, Lord, in order to keep on doing your will and your work, Lord. Hallelujah. Quicken me, Lord. Hallelujah. Quicken is when you feel like a bolt of energy, Lord. Hallelujah. It's when you feel like that bolt of energy that come out of the supernatural and you feel like a certain urge of energy. Just thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. That's what you call a quickening. Hallelujah. And then he says, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Establish thy word unto thy servant. In other words, Lord, establish me, Lord. Hallelujah. Establish your word in me, Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, give me the stability that I need, Lord. Establish me. Establish means that we will not be moved. It means we're solid. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Make me solid in your word, Lord. Make me in the place where I won't be moved, Lord. Hallelujah. once I am in your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Settle me, Lord. Hallelujah. Establish thy word unto thy servant, Lord. Hallelujah. Who is devoted to thy fear. You know, the only way that the Lord will establish us is that when we become devoted to his fear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to become devoted unto the fear of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Once we become devoted to his fear, then he will establish us in his word. Come on here, somebody. Come on and clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you to establish me in your word because I am devoted to your fear. How many? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Come on here, somebody. We got to fear the Lord. That word fear actually in the Greek means to reverence, to give honor to, Lord. Hallelujah. That fear means that we honor him, that we don't move against him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That we walk in a way that the wrath of God will not fall on us. Come on here, somebody. That's the fear. Hallelujah. We got to get devoted back into the fear of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know, child of God, that if we walk in the fear of the Lord, that the devil can't move against us? There's nothing he can do as long as we fear the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is saying, fear me. Hallelujah. So you can depart from evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Fear the Lord so we can depart from evil. Amen. Somebody give God some more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then in verse 39, he says, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Come on here, somebody. Turn away my reproach. Hallelujah. Turn away, amen, my sin, Lord. Turn away, amen, me not obeying your law and your commandment. Hallelujah. Turn away my reproach, which I fear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So the psalmist says that he fears his reproach. He says, for thy judgments are good. Come on here, somebody. He said, Lord, your judgments are good. So whatever you decide, Lord, it is good, Lord. Whatever you do, Lord, it is good, Lord. Hallelujah. And so he says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. He said, I long for you. Quicken me in thy righteousness. So God is, Yahshua, we're asking you, Lord, to quicken us in your righteousness. Somebody give God the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. In his right way of doing things. Quicken me in thy right way of doing things. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be blessed of the Lord this morning, saints. Amen. Go with God, and may God go with you. And may the Lord's face shine upon you this morning. Amen. Come on and worship God and praise God for his glory this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. Lord, we love you this morning. Amen. Amen. And the apostle sent his love. Amen. Me and First Lady, amen, we send our love unto you this morning. And may you be blessed in God's morning glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on and give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. We'll see you tomorrow morning on Morning Glory with the Apostle. Peace and blessings. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.